Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is now in chapter 7 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Dalet. Again, we're discussing Nedarim, vows that are made between a husband and a wife, or that a wife made and the husband did not annul. So therefore, he ratified it, it went into effect, and it affects their relationship. Yesterday, the plain meaning of the Mishnah was such vows end the marriage and he pays ketuvah. The Rambam actually writes an interesting thing that the husband doesn't necessarily have to divorce, in the Rambam's opinion. It's not absolutely necessary for the husband to divorce the wife because, after all, she made the vow. She brought this, she started this situation. But if he does so, he can't claim that she's not entitled to ketuvah because it's her fault. She's making vows. She's making nedarim that make life impossible because Lamaisa, he could have annulled the vow. So he would have to pay the full amount. But that's the Rambam. Let's get back to Mishnah Dalet. Hamadir et ishto shelo telech lebeit avia. So there's a vow made. The wife makes a vow that she will not go to her father's house. Now, a husband can only annul vows that affect their relationship. So maybe she said, I'm not going to cook dinner anymore if I ever go to the father's house. Bizmon shehu imo be'ir. When the father lives in the same city as the daughter, the married daughter, chodesh echad yekayim. Such a vow can only last up to 1 month. The assumption is a woman living in the same city as her family, even though she's grown up and married, would want to visit her parents at least once a month. Shnayim, if this vow was for 2 months or more, yotzei ketuvah. They can get divorced immediately, and he has to pay her the ketuvah. Can't blame her. After all, he's the one who did not annul this vow. Bizman shehu be'ir acheret, when her father, her parents, live in a different city, where it's going to be less often that they go and visit, regel echad yekayim, if it's until the next regel, the next festival, then in our case, that would be Pesach. So it was until Pesach, then they could stay married for now. But Shlosha, but if it was for three festivals, you know, Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot, even though it's less than a year, it's all three festivals, Yotzi, V'yitin, Ketuvah. They should get divorced right away. Now it's interesting, we said one regal, then we said all three regalim. So the Gemara explains in Daf 71, this is Rabbi Yehuda, who said we make a distinction between a Kohen and a non-Kohen, because after all, a Kohen cannot get remarried if they divorce. So really the limit is one for a Yisrael, and it's three for a Kohen. So if it's two, then for a Kohen, they could stay married, and for Yisrael, they could not. Let's go on to Mishnah Hei, Bezrat Hashem, a mother et ishto, she makes a vow, or he made a vow on his wife, shelo telech leveit ha'ovel. She's not going to go to a house of mourning to go and console mourners after they've lost a relative. O leveit ha'mishta, or a house of drinking, which means a party, like a wedding, a siyum, bar mitzvah. Yotzei v'yitin ketuvah. They should get divorced, and he pays the ketuvah. Mipnei shenoel bifaneha, because he's locking the door in front of her. The idea here, the Rav Bartner brings from the Gemara, is that a person who goes and is involved in comforting mourners, then when they suffer a loss, people will come and give them consolation. And when people celebrate with others, then when they have a simcha, people come and celebrate with them as well. So we see having companionship and social bonds, friendship, is important both in times of sadness and in gladness. It's interesting, the Mishnah lists a house of mourning first. That's actually in Mishle, or Ecclesiastes in English, I don't know what Ecclesiastes means, chapter 7, Tov lelechet lebeit evil, lelechet lebeit mishte. It's better to go to a house of mourning, says King Solomon in his wisdom, than to go to a feast, because the chai eats in a libo, the living people will take to heart that they are mortal, and they'll come to improve their ways, improve their life, their relationship with Hashem, and their mitzvot. Now back in the Mishnah, v'im hayatoin, now if the husband has a reason, he says, Mishum davar achar, because there's a particular reason not to go amongst these people, Rashai, then he is allowed to make such a vow or to be makayim such a vow. For instance, he knows his wife is extremely emotionally sensitive, and if she goes to a house of mourning, she'll fall into a depression. It'll be very disruptive. Or he knows this particular wedding, it's what we call pritzas, people are not necessarily tznius, maybe there's mixed dancing or something like this, it's something that is out of the norm, people there are not well behaved, so he could make a vow on his wife not to go to such an event. But a normal kosher wedding with kosher situation, then no, he cannot prevent his wife from going. Now the Mishnah brings another case, Omar law, if the husband said to the wife, O menot, I'm annulling a vow for you on condition, shetomri lefloni, that you're going to tell another person, a third party, Masha Amartli, what you told me. Oh, Masha Amarti Loch, or something I told you, in either case, something private or intimate, or something embarrassing to her, something that should not be revealed outside the marriage. Oh, shetahay, or he say, it says, I will annul your vow, that on condition, memole mare lo oshba, that you're going to fill up jugs of water and just dump them onto the ground, dump them into the waste dump. Yotzi v'ti ketuva. They have to get divorced. The husband is, you know, showing that he doesn't care about his wife. You know, if she's dumping water on the waste, neighbors will think she's crazy. If she's starting to gossip and reveal intimate details and embarrassing things, people, it's not a good situation. Yasher kochachem and zay gesund.